Welcome to Language Kaleidoscope, a Yuyin Manfatong, a podcast series for anyone interested in language and bilingualism. I'm Virginia Yip.
I'm Stephen Matthews, and we're the hosts of the podcast.
Steve, have you come across the news about two giant panda cubs born in France recently? You know, there was a special naming ceremony for these pandas. They were officially named Yun Du Du Fun Lai Lai. The names sound really cute and carry special meaning. Lai Lai represents Ba Lai, meaning Paris. Du Du represents Chengdu in southwest China's Sichuan province.
Yes, so one thing that makes these names sound cute is the reduplication. That's repeating a word or a syllable, as in du du or lai lai. Reduplication is a characteristic feature of Chinese in general and Cantonese in particular.
Reduplication is often found in the names of people and animals like Ling Ling, Sing Sing, to show endearment and familiarity.
In Matthews and Yip's Cantonese Comprehensive Grammar, we discuss examples of reduplication, including its use in baby talk.
When we talk to babies and small children, we tend to use a speech register that's different from talking to adults. We call this baby talk or child-directed speech. Some typical features are high pitch and reduplication. Like if I say, Lei hou de yi, meaning you're so cute, with a high pitch, Lei hou de yi. Can you tell the difference?
Yeah, and in baby talk, many objects are reduplicated. For example, the word for car in Cantonese would be te, but it's often reduplicated as in hou duo te te, a lot of cars. The word for hands is sao, which is reduplicated in sai sao sao, meaning to wash your hands. And hui gai, to go out, becomes hui gai gai.
When we compliment a child, we say lek lek, meaning smart, rather than just lek. When we refer to an angry child in an affectionate way, we say lao lao ju, literally angry pig, rather than lao ju.
Something I find especially interesting here is that a lot of these words have a high tone, and sometimes the word will become a high tone when it's reduplicated in baby talk. So the word for milk is lai with a low rising tone, but when it's reduplicated, it becomes a high tone, as in yam lai lai, to drink milk. Similarly, fan gao has a mid-level tone, but it becomes fan gao gao, to go to sleep, and in gao gao, the tone gao changes to low, low falling tone, followed by a high-level tone when it's reduplicated. We can also say gao gao ju with the same change of tone. My favourite example like this is sick mum mum, meaning to eat food. Mum itself doesn't mean anything, but it involves reduplicating the syllable mum, which is a case of sound symbolism, since the movement of the mouth that we use to produce the syllable mum is similar to the action of eating or chewing.
Can you explain what we mean by sound symbolism?
Well, sound symbolism means that the sound of a word matches its meaning. For example, in wat lut lut, the rounded vowel u matches the meaning soft.
How about English? Can you give us some examples in English?
Well, in English, we use reduplicated forms, especially in baby talk register. So we have words like choo-choo or choo-choo train, which is onomatopoeic because the steam train goes choo-choo, like Thomas the Tank Engine. Or in the nursery rhyme, ba-ba, black sheep, have you any wool? The sheep is going ba-ba.
You know, a sheep sounds different in Cantonese. A Cantonese sheep goes meh-meh. What about pigs and ducks? What do they sound like in English?
Well, in the song Old MacDonald Had a Farm, you have an oink oink pig and a quack quack duck. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on his farm he had a duck, E-I-E-I-O, with a quack quack here and a quack quack there, here, there, everywhere.
What do you think is the role of reduplication?
Well, all these forms seem to be especially easy to pronounce. They involve simple syllables with just a consonant and a vowel, what we call a CV syllable structure. For example, Gigi is a child's word for horse, and it's much easier to say Gigi than it is to say horse. Reduplication also involves repeating the same syllable, which gives the child the chance to practice producing it.
There's a good reason why we find high pitch in baby talk reduplication. An experiment conducted by a neuroscientist in Cambridge shows that higher-pitched sounds and sing-song voices are especially attractive to children. Children actually like to listen to baby talk and find it engaging.
So we have hard evidence to show that infants are sensitive to the pitch and intonation of the input, and they even show a preference for baby talk. So a form like gao gao jiu, to go to sleep with its change of pitch, will appeal to a child.
This has been Language Kaleidoscope, Yu Yin Man Fa Tong. Please subscribe to our podcast to hear more episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in.